Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back, broadcasting live from the GWBC Pop Marketplace. Lee, there's a lot of energy in here. There's a lot of stuff going on. They've already got sessions happening. We're sort of hitting our stride. We've got some interviews under our belt. They've been a lot of fun, informative, intriguing, inspiring. This is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Miss Sanja Schulterbrandt. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful. Very happy to be here today.
You're just relocated from Texas, right?
I did relocate it, yes.
So how's that transition been?
It's very interesting. It's a learning process. I'm trying to understand how these silos work here and how do they merge and build and support each other.
How the different businesses, the business community you're navigating?
Yes, definitely. Texas is a little bit more laid back and southern.
Really? And
wow, that's interesting.
Here you have to have your batteries on and be ready to
ready
go.
To go, huh?
Yes.
So now, what brought you to the town here?
My husband was relocated but because of his job, yes. Uh-huh.
And then your job as a consultant, do you specialize in any industry?
I do business intelligence and outreach. So I analyze what is coming on the future and help business to understand how they can get ready.
Mm-hmm. Now, but you don't specialize in any specific niche?
No, we work through horizontally through different silos in the industry.
So you can see around the corners, right? Or you have, now how? is it data? Is it experience? Is it real-time capturing of information? Or
it's a combination of all of those. What happened is you have the data, you know, what are the trends on the market. And sometimes people love to be where they are and they are afraid of the change. And they keep doing every day the same and the same thing. And they don't understand that maybe the people that they are talking to do not use the same tools or they do not use the same channels that we used to.
So now when you come to a new town like this, how important is an organization like GWBC?
Definitely. It's an element to empower you. It's definitely important with the network. It's important with the education. It's important with events like this. You have direct access to decision makers on the procurement side. And what better than have direct contact and, you know, face to face and have the opportunity to see them in several events.
So now what's your expectation for this event? Like, what's your best case scenario?
I know the
other
event,
than being interviewed here.
Well, yeah, this is it. She can go home now.
This checks the box, right?
Definitely. I met both of you. So one of the most important things, I think, is to be active and to reach out to the other people attending to this type of event. Sometimes we came to the event and we do not have an agenda or we do not have a plan on how to move or navigate.
That's a rookie mistake, right?
It is.
You got to come with a plan.
Exactly. And you need to work on that plan long time before you get to the event. You need to know who will be there, who will be your potential target market, how you can partner or you can become an ally to somebody else who maybe you were thinking before was your competency, but at this time is not. And you can build together in a mentor protege program or other type of partnerships.
Now, when you go into, is this the first time you've moved like from one place to another like this dramatically?
No, not really.
You've done this before.
Yes.
So you know the drill.
Yes.
You have a strategy in place to get the most out of how to quickly get up and running here. Because this must be, it's scary and exciting, right? Like there's a lot of new opportunities, but it's different.
Yes, definitely. I do move from other places, including New York before. So you need to give yourself time to understand how the scenario work, who are the key players, how do the decision-making process happen, because no, all the cultures are same. And Atlanta and Georgia in general is very different from other places. There is a lot of resources, but to find those resources sometimes take time and dedication, and it's a long-term process. So to keep update.
Now, any advice for companies out there that are maybe in need of a consultant, but maybe they haven't pulled the trigger yet? Like, what are some of the things they could be doing to prepare?
I think that taking into consideration what tricky year will be 2020, we need to make sure that we are ready for the difficult times. We need to make sure that even if we are in our A game plan. We need to save and be preparing for those possible difficult times coming in the future. And part of that is working all your marketing, working out your strategic, and defining your new objectives, and being sure that the whole team on the company is aware about where you are and where you're going. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people, the business owners, are just in their own place and they do not communicate the ideas, or the team are not aware about what is going on in another level.
Now, at what stage are companies kind of ready for you? Have they plateaued? What are some symptoms that maybe things aren't going as well as they can be?
Well, sometimes the scaling process is a little bit difficult, a little bit like a rocket. What happened is that the company has been in the same place for a long time, and they have no way to move to the next level, breaking on the numbers to increase the sales, revenue, or maybe the sales that they are doing are very high, but the really revenue at the end of the picture is not as pleasant as it is, because your expenses are getting too.
Right, they're getting higher too.
Exactly. So we need to, or we can support in that process, defining what is the next level, identifying what is the strategic to get to that level. But sometimes it's just defining what is the next level, because company maybe want to grow. Most of the company tell you, I want to grow, but are they really ready to grow? Do they have the team they need to
or
do
the
that?
Infrastructure in place, right?
Or the infrastructure, yes.
Now, do you have any success stories you can share where you work? You don't have to name names, but you work with a company maybe that was plateaued or struggling and you were able to help them get to the next level?
I can tell you about a story of a company in another state. And it was a company who was having problem on their timing for processing in manufacturing. And the way that they solve the problem is they get one of those scan that we use for humans. So they implemented a scan to accelerate the process for checking the equipment product that they was building. Mm-hmm. And that saved them a lot of time, and that allowed them to increment the production.
And so that's kind of an outside-the-box solution, right?
It is. It is. Sometimes innovation came in the most of exciting ways. Right. Sometimes we think about innovation about like a very complex process, but it's not. Sometimes innovation is just the everyday changing a little bit, tweaking a little bit, and is keep doing the right things. But if it's not working, keep tweaking until pivoting until we get where we want to be.
And that's kind of one of the advantages of bringing a consultant in with fresh eyes, maybe to look at something that you've been doing a certain way, kind of their new angle.
Yes. And sometimes it's also the communication inside of the company. Sometimes we do not have the feedback from the lower level in the company, and we cannot understand what are the problems to execute or get the solutions that we want. We see that in a lot of biggest company where the CEO is sitting in a space and do not really interact with the mid decision makers or the lower.
So they're kind of in their own world, a little bubble that maybe they don't even know what the company as a whole is feeling and thinking.
Well, normally they're very busy, you know, they are in a very, let's say, like a very accelerated process, trying to take the right decisions and doing too many things at the same time. And that disconnect then from the other side of the reality. Having the emotion to be involved with the operations and the company take a little bit of major effort. You know, you really need to say, okay, let me stop for a second. And for a few hours per week, I will grow my business. I will work on my business, not in the business.
Right. And that takes a lot of discipline, self-discipline, and sometimes you need help in that area, right?
Yes, and that's where I can help.
That's where you come in.
Thank you.
So now, if somebody wanted to learn more, have more substantive conversation, are you on LinkedIn? Like, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I'm on LinkedIn, but my name is so complex that sometimes people don't find me. But the best way probably would be with my social handle is Virtual Sanja. And it's virtual, like a virtual word. And Sanja, my first name, S-A-H-N-Y-A.
So Virtual Sanja.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back in a few from GWBC, Power of Partnering Marketplace.